Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, because we got Pam Danziger back on the show. Pam is a longtime member of our Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. She is the president of Unity Marketing. She's a nationally recognized expert on consumer marketing and psychology. She gets inside of the heads of our customers. She's the author of a number of outstanding books, including Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, and her new book is called Shopping, Why We Love It. And Pam, we're glad to have you back. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you here. Okay, Pam, now we're, the temperature is dropping a little bit, and the leaves are turning a little bit, and kids are back at school, and we had the first day of fall a few days ago, and fall is definitely in the air in most of the country, and that can mean only one thing, and that's that the holiday shopping season is right around the corner.
Right.
So we know you've got that crystal ball there, Pam.
Well, I tried to, and I will tell you, it's just not going to be a very good one. I think
it's is your crystal ball cloudy? Is it cloudy?
Oh,
or
is it
clear?
It's going to be very, very tough this year, and you know, so one of the analysts has said it's going to be the worst Christmas, or the second worst Christmas in like 40 odd years.
Really?
And the worst one was last Christmas. So
wow.
I think we really don't have the luxury of optimism this year. And I'm perturbed and, you know, concerned by, you know, a lot of people out there kind of spinning the data. Because, I mean, the government puts out monthly data on the retail market, and you know, they're spinning it in a more positive direction. But when I look at the data and analyze it, I mean, I look at year to date for 2009 compared to 2008, and
right,
most businesses are down at least 10%. Most retail is down 10% or even more.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a real hard thing,
yeah,
to face going into the holiday season with.
Well, who's spinning and how are they spinning?
Well, I mean, things have gotten a little bit better from August to September.
Well, we're allegedly technically out of the recession.
Well,
it still feels like a recession, but technically, as they measure recessions, we're technically out of it. But again, that's cold comfort if you've lost your job.
Yeah. Well, I really don't buy that, because I think so much of what the government's doing and so many of the policies, you know, the engineering of sort of the economy, I think is going to have really terrible consequences. I was just reading Forbes.
You mean all of the artificial propping up of things, the companies that are too big to fail that we propped up, and
yes, exactly.
And of course,
we're not doing
the
anything.
Saving of General Motors and all that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, and we're not doing squat for small businesses.
Nothing, zero.
There was an October 5th issue of Forbes. The cover story is how work, savings, and marriage get punished.
Right.
I mean, if you do all the right things,
mm-hmm,
you know, in the current economy, you're getting punished. And it's really talking about how the upper middle class and the lower level of the affluence are the ones that are, you know, really going to have to pay the price tag for all of this government
right
policy.
Right.
And that's most
because they're the ones who pay the most taxes.
Exactly. And I mean, it really, it's eye-opening. I mean, people should read it, and you know, I want to call my congressman today, cuz I'm
right,
just, I'm so concerned about this.
This is the October 5th edition of that's the upcoming edition of
Forbes,
the new brand new one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it really is a really, really tough time, and I really think that, you know, don't listen to the positive. I think what we really need to do is keep our heads down and really stay the course and really plan for a tough road ahead of us for at least the next year, if not forever.
Well,
the
interesting thing, Pam, is your perspective is similar to mine, because I've been telling my audience that, you know, I mean, Pam, you know what a pathological optimist I am. You know,
right,
you know how much I want to report good news and glad tidings to small business owners. But the truth is that I don't I have to tell them the truth. As I see it, in my opinion, I think we're in for a tougher recovery. I think we are on the road to recovery. I think there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's not a train coming at us necessarily, but I do think it's going to take a while. And the reason I'm saying that is because I don't want them to get over optimistic about it and let their guard down.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you're still in business right now, Pam, after what we've gone through in the last 18 months, it's because you know how to tighten up when you have to tighten up, and you know how to operate in a tough economy, and that's good news for you. But if you let your guard down, you could still fail over the next 12 months.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, I think we can't, you know, we've learned.
We're not out of the woods yet. That's the main thing.
No.
And we won't be. And I'll tell you, Pam, we won't be for another, in my opinion, at least throughout the entire 2010.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that.
Now, that doesn't mean that 2010 won't look better than 2009.
Right.
But it still means that we're not out of the woods.
Right. And, you know, now is the time. I mean, you know, one of the things I get called by the media quite a lot. And, you know, one reporter asked me a question. I said, aren't the luxury consumers going to lead us out of this recession? And, you know, of course, the answer is no. And I think, you know, what I think is small business is going to lead us out of the recession.
Ladies and gentlemen, how many times have you heard that on this show? Yeah.
You are exactly right. Right. And we really have to manage our business properly. And I think one of the things we have to do is we have to be willing to embrace change. And I think that's the benefit of being a small business, is that flexibility, the ability
right.
to sort of
spin around on a dime when we have to.
Exactly. And I think we, right now anyway, and you know, you and I aren't the youngest kids on the block.
Thank you for pointing that out, Pam.
it's the truth. But you know, and we've learned certain things, but I think if anything I've learned in my career is I've got to be really willing to change and remake myself and reinvent myself.
I wrote an article a few years ago called Reinvention or Extinction, The Choice is Yours.
Right. I mean, that's
and
it.
It's not and true more now than ever before. So part of what you're looking at probably, though, is also what retailers have purchased in anticipation of this holiday, right?
Purchasing from retail, you know, at retail, I mean, the stock and the merchandise is going to be way down.
We pulled the inventories way down in this country.
Right, and I mean, that's a really a good thing, and it's going to stimulate shoppers. But as I say, I this year, when it comes to shopping, it's going to be need over want.
Yeah.
It's going to be
the need over want is going to continue. When we come back, I want to ask Pam how big of a deal is the diminishing personal credit aspect on how big a deal is that going to be on retail? 20 after the hour. Pam Danziger is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Canned Heat to take us out. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as Little Richard. Welcome back. That's his, he's still rocking after all these years. How about that? And welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which I hope you'll do. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. To do it right there off the homepage. You can find my blog there. You can read. You can listen. You can ask questions. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something you can do anywhere in between those two times. So I hope you check that out. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Pam Danziger is our guest, and she is the author of Shopping, Why We Love It, and also Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Pam Danziger, they're not doing much of that these days, are they?
Right. Well, this is going to be a really tough time, you know, at retail for small businesses that are running retail operations.
Right. It already is. But before we go any further, I want your website and how we can find your books.
Oh, my website is www.unitymarketingonline.com. And, you know, I want to tell you that I just started Twittering about a month ago.
Good for you.
And it is like now.
Am I following you? I don't think so,
but I'll tell you, the third most important way people get to my website is through these Twitters, tweets.
It is interesting how Twitter is working, how people are using it.
Really?
Yeah, there's no question about it.
And
what is your Twitter address?
It's Pam Danziger, P-A-M-D-A-N-Z-I-G-E-R.
And I'll follow you.
Yeah, and I do links now. I mean, what I do, and I think this is what small businesses need to do, is you tweet back to your blog or you tweet to your website with little pieces of information. And since I'm always putting out information, it really is. I think it would give people some good ideas.
I'm following you.
Good.
Yeah, I'm not following you. I just did it.
And I'll follow you.
No, I think it works out pretty well. I think it's been good for us too.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, I think everybody uses it for their own purposes, and I think that's fine. You follow who you want to follow.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pam, I want to come back to the retail thing.
Yeah.
How much of the challenge for retail through this holiday season are you seeing because of credit? Now, see, this is the thing that I think that when people talk about comparing this to other cycles, et cetera, one of the main things that I point out is that, guys, this is my seventh one of these to go through since 1969 as an adult, and I said this is the only one where personal credit has been cut back the way it has.
Right.
Now, so based on that, what do you think that's going to do for the holiday season?
Well, it's going to have a real effect on the items that people are picking up off the shelf and what they're taking in the cash register. I mean, it's going to put it back into the amount of cash that we're carrying around. And you know, when I look at gift prices, you know, $25 is, you know, $25 to $50 is like the perfect price point. And I really think this year it's going to be more toward $20, $25.
Really?
I mean, it's really going to be at the low end. People are going to be very careful.
So if I'm shopping for you and 3 years ago, and there's an item there, two items there that do the same thing, but one of them's $25 and one's $37.50. And I'm using plastic, then I'm probably going to buy you the $37.50.
You bet.
This year, if I'm writing a check, you're getting the $25 pop.
There's no question about it. So that really means that, you know, retailers need to stock their shelves with the right kind of merchandise at the right price points this year.
Right.
And
if people want more expensive things, they'll find it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? In my book, Shopping, I interviewed a little store that, you know, is a gift store, specialty gift store boutique, and their strategy when they stock their store is that they look for merchandise that looks like it would sell for more than they have to sell it for. I mean, that's their whole strategy.
Pretty smart.
I know, it really is, especially when it comes to gifts.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, but I think it that means that they put a lot of effort into finding those products, but it really pays off. And when I was in their store visiting with them, I mean, they had handbags that looked like $300 handbags,
right,
and they were selling them for about $99.
But you know, Pam, as tough as retail is going to be this year, can't we say that since this is not going to be a surprise, last year was a surprise.
Yeah.
There are companies who aren't with us anymore because they got shocked over what happened last year. They'd already bought their holiday season inventory before Lehman and Bear Stearns went down.
Right.
AIG went down. And so, but this year, the people who are still around are obviously pretty savvy folks. And they're prepared for this one. So even though it's not going to be a great season, we really ought to. Isn't it reasonable to say, okay, we may not like what it is, but it ought to be maybe at least a successful season?
Well,
Can we say it that way?
I mean, I think everybody does year-to-date comparison. So I think that they're going to be comparing themselves to comparables from last year, which are low. But as I say, I don't think it's not necessarily going to turn people's balance sheets black this year.
Right.
But and this is advice then from the shopping point of view. It really means that we need to shop earlier to have the best selection because there isn't going to be that much merchandise.
You're saying that guys like me who wait till Christmas Eve at 4:30 in the afternoon to buy his Christmas shopping. You're saying I'm going to be in big trouble.
You are.
Okay.
This year anyway.
Now, see, that's good. I learned something today. That's good advice from you there, Pam.
Yeah. So
hey,
I think we really need to think about it.
That's a good point. Hey, give us the website again, please.
www.unitymarketingonline.com. And my book is Shopping, Why We Love It, and How Retailers Can Create the Ultimate Customer Experience.
So, and it's wherever books are sold, and that's your website. And you're going to come back again between now and the holidays, between now and the end of the holidays, and give us another update, right?
Yeah, let's talk later on.
Thanks, Pam. Good job. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.